At the UPS store, we know being a small business owner means holiday time is still go time. Still get those orders shipped time. And still re-up on stamps and supplies time. That's why this upcoming holiday, while others close up shop, we'll be open. And happy to help you keep being unstoppable. Come into your local store today. Most locations are independently owned. Product services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. The UPS store. Be unstoppable.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
AI researchers over at NVIDIA have figured out a way to turn a video into a 3D object, and they do this using AI. So today on the podcast, we're going to talk about this project, why this is important, what the implications are, where this is going, and also some other interesting projects we're seeing in this space right now. So the first thing to say is that this project is called Neurolangelo. It's a funny name, obviously. But essentially what they can do is they can take a video, and this includes video just shot on a smartphone. So a video on a smartphone, for example, you'd go in your backyard, walk around with your smartphone, you know, looking at your backyard, and they would be able to take that video and turn it into a 3D rendering where they could essentially get a 3D map of your entire backyard, the shapes of the trees, the grass, the buildings, and anything else that you have. And they could do this for any other space. There's a lot of really impressive implications, and you know, the way that they describe this in their blog post is they say it's like, you know, when there's a sculptor and they have a piece of stone and they're, you know, chopping in little bits into it to kind of get like the, when I guess they're trying to go off the whole sculptor thing because it's called Neurolangelo off of Michelangelo. But anyways, they're saying, you know, as a sculptor kind of breaks down the stone from different angles and gets the different depths and hues the stone, blah, blah, blah. That's essentially what their AI is doing, where it's taking this footage, and as the footage switches angles, so as you like kind of pan a video around, it's looking at all of the objects from these different angles. Now, this is really interesting because this reminds me a lot of what Tesla did with their self-driving technology, where a lot of, you know, car companies are saying, no, you need radar, you need LiDAR to be able to really detect the distances and to have these things maximum safety. And Tesla said, no, we think we can just use a camera similar to a human's visual eye to be able to, you know, determine the distance between things, et cetera, et cetera. And it would appear that the AI that NVIDIA is releasing right now validates this theory or this thesis, and that they're actually able to get the 3D shape of objects just by looking at them from different angles of a camera and being able to put that into AI. So they have a bunch of examples that are impressive in their blog post. One of them is them kind of going around and, you know, like looking at a sculpture, and it's able to show all the different angles of the sculpture and then create it into a 3D object. They're also, you know, they go and do buildings, which I think is really impressive. And I think one really interesting area that this is going to be used in is with drones. So you could fly a drone around a building and or around a venue, et cetera. And based off of the footage of that different venue or that different object, you know, they flew a drone around a truck and it was able to reproduce a perfect 3D model of that truck where it has all of the different specifications. It has all of the different dimensions of that thing. So a lot of people are saying for like use cases for this. Number one, a lot of people are talking about video games, right? They're like, essentially, if you wanted the map of, you know, you wanted Palo Alto, California as the map of like one of the levels of your video game, you just walk around or you fly a drone around a bunch of different areas and it could create a 3D map of there or any, you know, other different location. When it comes to reproducing, you know, models, there's a lot of different implications for this. I mean, you could think of a version, I mean, I've seen a lot of people where they like will have a sculptor go and create like a sculpture of like an object, and then they got to go convert that into like a 3D model, scan it and do different things. But like with this technology, you could just take a quick video, like, you know, someone goes and makes like some sort of product demo, and then you go take a video of this product from a few different angles, and all of a sudden it actually goes and generates the 3D file, and it's very easy to quickly go in and start, you know, putting that into an AutoCAD software technology and go use that. So I think it's a really powerful technology. And someone recently on Twitter was sharing an image just to say how far this 3D modeling AI has gone. They showed one picture, which just said was from 3 years ago, of a tractor, and it was like, I don't know if you've ever seen someone print something with, 3D filament, like doing 3D printing, but like oftentimes if it's not a very high quality machine, you can tell there's like lines where all the plastic is, it kind of gobs up, it's just like very rough texture. And that's kind of what the 3D model image they said from 3 years ago was. And then they showed what it is today, and they have this like 3D shape of Michelangelo's carving in stone. And it's just so much more advanced. The texture is really impressive. And I think one of the most impressive things they say that this can do based off of NVIDIA's blog is they said that it is very good at detecting textures. So like the texture of a shingle, or the texture of the asphalt on the ground, or the textures of blades of grass. This video, it can literally get down to the very finite textures based off of what it's seen, which is really impressive, because from a video's perspective, that doesn't seem like something that would be very easy to do. And it's going to make things ultra, ultra realistic, I think, for video games. I also think for whatever Facebook or Meta and Apple decide to do with their VR headsets and VR and AR, it's going to make things ultra realistic. So I think that it's going to be really, really impressive. NVIDIA on their blog, they recently said the 3D reconstruction capabilities in Michelangelo offers will be a huge benefit to creators, helping them to recreate the real world in the digital world. This tool will eventually enable developers to import detailed objects, whether small statues or massive buildings, into virtual environments or video games or industrial digital twins. So this is really, really powerful technology from a corporate side, from, video games. In their demo, they, showed just a video of going around a flatbed truck, a video going around like a wedding venue, a video going around a sculpture of the NVIDIA Bay Area campus. And all of those things, just from a video going around, were instantly created into 3D shapes. I mean, you can think of a lot of different implications, including like in the military, being able to fly a drone around perhaps your enemy's base, bringing that back and instantly having that turned into a 3D model for, reconnaissance or whatever. A lot of implications. I think even with the war in Ukraine right now, we're seeing a lot of I've seen a lot of footage of Ukrainian soldiers using drones for all sorts of things. And I think that this 100% will be something that is integrated into that entire industry, that sort of technology. This will be integrated into, architecture and into video games in a lot of different areas. So I think it's really powerful. This is really cool for me in particular. About a year ago, I was working on developing a VR app. It was a meditation VR app for one of my software companies, which is called SelfPause. It's like a positive affirmation meditation, and now it's more of an AI life coach application on iOS and Android. And we were developing a virtual reality application for it, where you could go, put on a VR headset, you could select some sort of location, right, like a beach, and you could listen to your meditation where you're like completely surrounded by nature. And the idea was, regardless of where you are, you could be, in your apartment, and you could go to anywhere in the world and kind of have this virtual reality meditation experience. So that was the idea. But the reason I bring that up is because it's really interesting. While working on development for that application, coming up with those virtual worlds and those virtual environments and looking at, how those are created was really eye-opening for me. So essentially what you have to do when you're creating these 3D VR worlds is that you... a lot of people have done it where they essentially just take a camera, and the camera takes like 1,000 pictures in a circle, right? So like you'd stick it in the middle of the beach. It takes 1,000 pictures in a circle, and it would take a picture above it and below it. So it gets like a 360 degree view. And so if you plug that into a VR headset where you put it on, when you turn in the VR headset, you're seeing everywhere around you. You turn around, you see what was behind the camera, in front of the camera, above the camera, below the camera. So that's how you do, or that's how you, like, that's kind of the most basic version of how in VR you create these 360 environments. Now, the problem with that is it's just an image. So it's the equivalent of, you know, you're just seeing a picture from a lot of different angles, and that's not a very immersive feeling. So what the better AI VR technology does is it creates like 3D shapes and objects all around you that make it feel a lot more realistic. Now, the problem is creating ultra realistic, you know, blades of grass, for example, is incredibly time consuming. It's incredibly, it uses a lot of like GPU usage and all that kind of stuff, a lot of usage of like your hardware. And so it's not very realistic to have like individual blades of grass that are like have every single detail of the blade of grass on there, for example. And so what people did was they would create shapes. So for example, if I was to create a palm tree, I would create this 3D shape of a palm tree in one of these virtual reality environments. And then I would put the skin, which would be the image. So like I would essentially take a picture of the bark of a palm tree and I would superimpose that over the shape of the bark. I'd take a picture of like the leaf, the texture of a palm tree leaf, and superimpose that over the 3D like palm fronds on the palm tree. So you get the idea. It was like images superimposed onto 3D objects. That's how currently you make the most realistic VR. And of course, it's going to get better where it's just more and more detailed. But a lot of that was very, very difficult to come up with. And for us, when we were doing our VR application, we just went with the most basic one, which was just doing 360 images. And some people do 360 video as well. So I think this is really powerful technology as you look at what Meta and Apple are moving towards with their VR AR headsets. And now developers and other people will be able to create really realistic 3D environments of virtually anything, because they're going to have this ability to take that picture and turn it instantly into a 3D model. And then I think very quickly they're going to add on the ability. It wouldn't surprise me if this was NVIDIA. They're going to add on the ability to take that same video and take the textures and the look of the objects from that video and be able to superimpose that on the 3D shapes that they created. Because currently when it does the 3D shapes of what you're looking at, it's like a white 3D object. So it's just like, you know, if you were to do a truck and then you were to 3D print it with a 3D printer, it's just like with white filament, it'd just be like the white 3D truck, right? But I think in the future, they'll be able to superimpose the actual image and look and texture and colors of the truck. So when they put this into a 3D environment, it looks completely realistic. So really interesting technology, really impressive. I do want to give one other shout out to a company I recently saw this week called Blockade Labs. And I believe their product called Skybox. And essentially it is a AI ChatGPT text interface that allows you to create 360 3D world environments from a prompt. So I'm looking at one right now on their website that is like a desert. It looks very similar to Arizona where I live. And there's all of these incredible red mountains and 3D all around you. You're able to kind of like spin around and look at them. There's a sunset. But what's amazing is it says, you know, dream up your world. There's a text input box where you can type in, right, something like, you know, tropical island with a river and a stream during sunset, waves all around me. You click generate and it will generate that 3D 360 world, which you could instantly go. And like I was talking about earlier, that would be perfect for integrating into VR apps, VR games, and making really, really powerful technology that makes it feel very, very immersive. So I think that's an incredible technology that came out. This paired with some of the 3D environments that we're seeing out of NVIDIA, we could literally bring, you know, the real world into AR, VR in a way that's not just images, it's complete 360 experiences. You could go for a walk around your entire neighborhood, essentially in VR, where everything is completely 3D all around you. Just really, really interesting implications that I'm sure we'll be able to continue looking at into the future.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast episode, breaking down how AI is impacting your industry. Today's episode is sponsored by AIbox, a no-code AI app builder and marketplace, which just launched a crowdfunding campaign. If you are interested in investing in a new AI startup, you can go to republic.com/AI-box. I'll leave a link in the show notes as well to learn more. The minimum investment is $150 and the maximum investment is $100,000. Until next time, have a fantastic day.